Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill, Grandpa Bill's Clench and Groans. This is actually my YouTube offering where I cover lots of subjects that migrate out to my three podcast shows daily, Holistic Healing Hour, and a couple of main mentor moment shows that are heard on pretty much all platforms that you would hear any podcast show, and then my YouTube channel. So speaking of my YouTube channel, this will be a YouTube as it becomes, and I'm talking about dental health overall, archivally for many years. Trina Felber, former guest many years ago. Trina Felber, now a few years ago in business, and then many years ago when she started her own business, how I actually met her in a different capacity through Clay, and she, always supported her all the way along the way, still do now in retirement, to include using her dental products, which I'm going to talk about. And this plays into a couple of my recent radio shows that I've revisited the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol that I have for years in life and in business, Jacob Marley, because I love it so much, and all these analogies that I've used in both. Well, I've been doing this series of magnetic memory method techniques that in a program that I've been taking with Dr. Anthony Matibier since just about the turn of the calendar year, now into November, 11 months after I had started watching his videos and getting myself self-edified, introduced to him, and so on and so forth, at the just about probably this time frame last calendar year. In the interim, he's been on my show twice. He's coming back on as the new year becomes. And I've talked about all of these techniques that I've used within the 10 months, 11 months, that I've used within this program, how many times I go back and start it over, which I'm doing again, right from the free PDF that I partook in, knowing that I would partake in his overall program, which I did, and all the subsequent things. So I've incorporated a recent note with my mnemonic of Ebenezer Scrooge with Mr. Magoo, because it's an all-time favorite of mine within the character that I've expanded on, kind of incorporating it in my life and business, three ghosts, Christmas past, future, present, and future, and then my macular hole, Mr. Magoo's blind. I did one show with him being an optometrist, and then I'm self-teaching Mandarin, or attempting to. I've incorporated some of the shows with him and Bob Cratchit conversing in Mandarin, segmenting up to a modern day Scrooge, if you will, because he found heart brain coherence, something we talk about when he became a more compassionate, like the Christmas Carol. And I talked about kelp specifically using my commodity when I was in business, Jacob Marley, and all these other things I've done for animals and humans incorporated in that. Okay, thank you. Today, just, I don't know, an hour or so ago, I released my recent version. Yesterday, in the second saga of, I think I had Alice Cooper as a character in the mnemonic with Scrooge, with Mr. Magoo being. Today's version is Edgar Allan Poe with Scrooge and Magoo being the character, playing on my own dental issues, but them talking specifically about opium when it was a great additive, when it was legal in Edgar Allan Poe's life, and he had an addiction. That all ties into everything mnemonically synopsized. So here, in my radio shows that I did that, I also talked about the history of dentistry, because I reflect on like my own heritage, as I've said many times, coming a long way in my parents' life. My grandparents, both sides of the fence, were already elderly in a couple of instances already deceased. I got to know them a tiny bit in both instances. So, point being, their time frame of dentistry would have been in the late 1800s to the early 1900s. And I did a history of dentistry in America that encompassed all of those times and what my grandfather and grandmother would have done without a dentist, without the apps for dental issues. So, Trina Felber, many years. I love her tooth powders. Tried them all years past, ever since she's been in business. I talk about the second version in the family of, that's where I left off, with her red light LED teeth whitening system. And there's many videos and still shots of me. And for a number of reasons, that's how I treat my gums. On what's next for me to probably proceed to full dentures via having all these amalgam teeth pulled out and all of that. And I've also talked about mercury poisoning, how bad it's for the body. So her second version was where I left off. There's a much more innovative one in the subsequent years where I left off on this one. I also use her toothbrush. And I've used this for a while, her sonic toothbrush, which is also good. And her tooth powders and all of her CBD oils when she had them with the tooth powders. And again, she's been on my show. That was a while ago where we actually did the second on the radio, a demo of the second generation. So in my warehouse in retirement, I've been talking a lot about that. I'm settling in on trying to, you know, reorganize stuff that I had in life and in business, Jake and Molly, to go to the earlier point of all these papers and supplies and so forth. Well, I came across actually the first generation of, but a brand new one, because I never used it out of the display case, which I will christen a little bit later. I'm going to hold this up. This was the first version in the family of the LED mouthpiece that actually does light up, when in its infancy, you had the three adapters that would plug into, you know, your computer and or your cell phone or whatever other option with the three size adapters accordingly that you would use. And you would put that in your mouth. Again, many still shots and videos of myself. Everybody knows about the LED mouthpiece at this point, Primal Life. So I wanted to squeeze that in and show a couple more of her products, and I'll put that back in the case after in ruin time. So I also use her tooth powder and have for years, and all of her tooth kits with the tongue depressor and suppressor and scraper and all of that. While I'm putting stuff away and assimilating it in the warehouse, here's a box of the charcoal that you would put in the mouthpiece to exercise your gums and your teeth with the three settings of the LED blue red light. And it's very disorganized at the moment. That's a master box of that. I still have a couple of those cartridges. And this is basically the same thing when what I just held up came out, you know, as a kit at that time with the cartridges in that variation of the original LED. So I wanted to get that in, and I found a little couple of pamphlets and so forth about it as I'm filing business cards and dropping stuff all around my warehouse, as I usually do. But quickly about Trina, I go way back. Everything she's ever done, right from the infancy, all of her makeup, cosmetics. My wife, Graham, has tried some. I've tried many. These are just cards going back to the said products at the time. As I clean my warehouse and, you know, a year and a half later, being retired, here's a, you know, a card about specifically the tooth powder. when I actually represented some of her products back in the, you know, former business life, now retired, Jacob Molly in business and life, Scrooge. Okay, so here's more of that original kit with Trina back, oh my goodness, it has to be 7 years ago or so now. You know, obviously in her own mouth and obviously in her cell phone after she, in the infancy of the model, the original model, created it. And then she came on my show shortly thereafter, that time frame. And then, you know, discount coupon cards and so forth that I can still cash in, I believe. I just haven't. And then more about, I said, because my empty containers are everywhere, her tooth powders or deodorant, the tongue suppressor, the gum drops, which I do have empty bottles of. When her daughter, who now is close enough, I think her and my granddaughter, if memory serves me, whoever got to 16 first, I think they're both of comparable age. It's been so long. Mia, her daughter, kind of was at the reason and forefront of these dental products being created by Trina as she expands upon the early childhood things that Mia had. And then Mia got into the animal things. And I used to talk about Mia and bought some of her animal products. And I followed their family from afar, and the twins and Josh, her husband. And, I mean, I know Trina in the business sense, and that's been years as well. And there's another card, Primal Life Organics. I used to call her America's Nurse, my name for, because I fervently believe she is and was and still is. That's a quick overview of her products, dental, the theme, the overview for my radio show to tie this in. And one other quick one, here's an empty container of Marjorie Wildcraft's homemade toothpaste with several clays made within. And you add charcoal and make your own, and one more. I think I have the empty bottle. Also, yep, peppermint to flavor it. I've tried that many times. My toothbrush and my new canister of are upstairs. And then I've always used Michael King's from Vitality Herbs and Clays, Sacred Clays. He's been on my show many times over the years, including that show specifically from Recall. You know, we're going to get in trouble on that. That's easily 5 to 6 years ago when we talked about his life partner and business partner, Barbara, many years before when we did the show. I think she had him removed in 2009. I forget the head count, 5, I'm going to guess. And the, you know, how they treated themselves, obviously, with their own product, Sacred Clay, and they debated them. We talked about it on air, and at that time, I had pretty much just had mine pulled out, and we talked about how bad, you know, mercury is and amalgam. And in my case, they were in my head for 57 years. Lots of things were in my head. We'll talk about that in the next show. So that's what's up in all of the shows. Quickly synopsized here. Jason Pike, at the time of this taping, military veteran, will be coming back in a real short time to tape in here this morning for his third visit. Please do check out the archival shows and continue to pay it forward. We appreciate all your efforts. And that's the quick overview of how I treat right now the deaf, dumb, and blind kid. Joking around, I got them all for the moment. And by the way, back in the day, I did play a mean pinball by the Who. All true. All true. And Mr. Magoo's coming up when I do my next mnemonic, somehow tying it to him being the expert on being deaf and all of that kind of stuff. So stay tuned for that, and hopefully you enjoy, I guess, the first 3 episodes I have to this juncture. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace.